The first touchdown was a great ball. He couldn't have placed it any better. I ran a post, saw man-to-man. So I kind of figured, I knew I was getting it before the play. I knew I had to run a good route, and TJ put the ball where it needed to be. And the second touchdown was just a simple go route. Just, the quarterback trusting me, putting the ball up, and me going out there and making a play.
Did you put a move on Reavers to get that open?
Just a post, playing football, running the post, getting open.
You and Reavers were going at it there early. What was being said?
Out there there's a lot of commotion going on. Two grown men playing football. So I really can't recall what was said. A lot of words back and forth.
You take a lot of pride in what you were able to do against him because you're not a lot of receivers do that.
Yeah, he's a great defensive back. You got to give him a lot of credit. Just came out, put my hard hat on today, and I was ready to play.
TJ said you would call for the ball from the get-go. You probably do that every week, but did it mean a little bit more this week with the guy?
Yeah, the test, the media blowing up Revis Island. So, I had to come out and answer. So times like this, a great defensive back and a young receiver, not a lot of people – have me as their eyes. And so I knew it was a big chip on my shoulder to go out and play extra hard.
How do you feel about you after what happened in Miami? You guys, what does it say about you as a team now compared to the Miami game?
We don't really talk about the past here. We move forward. That's kind of our motto, something that we live by. Had a break after 8 games, got refreshed, and it's a new season. I really don't recall what that was a long time ago.
He says he's throwing more. It seems like he takes more chances. He's not leaving anything in the bag. He seems to be cautious back then.
He's always been, a guy that I knew was going to let the ball go. He threw my first touchdown with the defender 15 yards off. So, he's a guy that I know is going to give his playmakers a chance to make a play on the ball. After having a losing season coming off the bye, your antenna's up a little bit. You have to do something extra if it's watching film a little bit more or staying out to practice a little longer. So, guys just buying in more and realizing that, this season's long, but it's short also.
If you think about the 2-5 start, Miami, Atlanta, you guys got 6 games left, and you can make the playoffs, you can get first in the AFC South. Be that close to it. How does that feel?
We're taking it one game at a time. We don't want to look forward. Next week, who we have is who we have, and that's what we're going to prepare for. We don't really look long term. I don't. I speak for myself. So, yeah.
When you brought up Revis Island, did you hear some stuff during the week that it might be a tough day for you today?
Yeah, of course. It's Revis Island. As y'all say.
So, what did you do to Revis Island?
I played football. Went out there and played my game. Nothing special.
When he went out, did they start doubling?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Is it better to see, you don't see a lot of single cuts, how much more favorable is that for you, even if it is Darrell Reeves?
Excuse me?
You got man coverage, you don't see that much more. So right. How much better is it, even if it is Darrell Reeves?
With my mentality, I'm one-on-one, I'm going to win. So no matter who's out there, I don't really care.
Will you just show it up?
One more, guys.
I was making a play. Yeah. Just instincts. Got a guy like Darrell Reeves, who's been in the NFL a long time, they study tendencies. They know what you're doing from the way you line up. So when you run a route, you almost have to be perfect at it. You can't slip. You have to be – timing has to be perfect with the quarterback going against a smart guy like him.
I got one more. Can you catch a ball equally?
Oh, yeah. That's right? Why I'm at this level.
Are you right, Eagle?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thanks, guys.